It's the first edition of Austin Packers Football Rewind for this 2022 season, available exclusively on our webpage, myaustinminnesota.com. I'm Jason Brandt, News and Sports Director here at AM 1480 KAUS, and as always, a privilege and an honor to have with us the head coach of the Austin Packers, Ed Schmidt, to talk about last night's game and look ahead to the Packers opponent for the coming weekend. Ed, as always, a pleasure to have you with us. A lot of fun to talk with you on Saturdays after the game, and of course the opener for the Packers and the Northfield Raiders on a really steamy night up in Northfield last night. And we were briefly talking before we came on the air that of course every team game plans for what they want to do in a game, and unfortunately for Austin last night it was Northfield's game plan, and it's what they do. It's their MO. They have a big physical offensive line, and they'll wear you down. And a lot of runs of 4, 5, 6, 4, and then a 7, 8, and runs of that sort. And again, they just wear you down, especially on a night like last night where they just they started moving people, and their running game really was the difference, I thought, in the game last night. So some of your thoughts quickly before we dissect some of the different parts of the game last night.
Yeah, you know, the heat wasn't the main factor, but it was a factor. You know, going into the year, we talked about our lack of depth. You know, pretty much every outlet I've spoken on, I've talked about, you know, we don't have a lot of guys. And we got guys going both ways. So not that Northfield didn't, you know, they had some guys going both ways. But it did take a toll. Defensively, we had a tough time getting off of the field. We had some, you know, third and longs, fourth and shorts, and you know, didn't get off the field. And then offensively, we didn't help the defense out by staying out in the field. You know, I think we only ran 10 or 11 plays in the first half. That's how much Northfield had the ball. So, you know, we just got to do a better job on both sides of the ball, you know, helping each other out.
Yeah, and I guess, you know, kind of diving into the first half, and like you said, unfortunately Northfield able to run a lot of plays, including 19 on a touchdown, their last touchdown drive of the first half. But you know, their first drive of the game, 8 plays, all runs, and a touchdown, and then unfortunately, yeah, the offensive with a 3-and-out, but and then Northfield comes back with yet another touchdown. But then myself and Scott Fuller in the booth last night, and Scott making the point that, you know, Austin just has to try to slow the game down here and put together a drive, and actually that's what you guys did on that very next drive, starting from your own 43. You had the ball for 12 plays, and we got to see, and as we of course accentuate the positive, and all coaches do that, no matter what the score may have been the previous night, but it was fun to see the emergence of Tommy Fritz. And Tom missing the season last year due to injury, but we saw some of what he can do on that. It would have been your second drive of the first half.
Yeah, you know, Tommy's a great athlete. He's probably our fastest guy on the team, and you know, this is his first year playing running back. And you know, I thought he played really well. You know, I before the game, I told him, you know, when you need a break, just at the top of your helmet, you know, and, mm-hmm. and that tells me that you're winded, and we'll get you a break. You know, you don't need to gut everything out in the first week here. And you know, his dad's on the staff, and we talked after the game, and dad was a little nervous, you know, just watching because of the long recovery period that Tommy had.
Sure.
But I think they're both relieved that knowing that the knee held up, and he'll be good to go.
Yeah, he played well here last night, and then the next drive was the turned out to be the highlight for your squad. As and I thought your secondary play was very good last night, Ed, and again in accentuating positives out of the game last night. That overall, I thought they were very good, especially Dakota Redrath, and he makes the play of the game, and not only reading the quarterback's eyes, Ed, but it looked to us that you know, a lot of film study involved there. This is what Northfield likes to do, maybe in this situation, as it was basically a quick pass into their right side into the flat, and Dakota just made a fantastic play, and he got your squad back in the game.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Dakota, that was, you said it very well. You know, film study, being prepared, reading the eyes. I mean, you couldn't break on that any better than what he did, and then take it about 50 yards to the house. So yeah, it got us right back into it. You know, Dakota's another kid that's coming back from, you know, not playing last year due to a knee issue. So to have him back, it's just a, you know, benefit to the whole program because he's just a great kid, great athlete. So, yeah, we felt good about that, you know, going in. And like I said, you know, 14-7, and offensively we hadn't done much at that time. So, you know, they're like you said before, their thing is 4 or 5 yards here, 4 or 5 yards there, and all of a sudden they bootleg and they bring a tight end across. So we game plan for everything. You know, the kids, there were times they knew it was coming, and it's just a matter of stopping them. And but Northfield does, they do what they do. I mean, they're a well coached team. They ran the ball really well. They passed when they had to pass. And you know, bring that tight end across. I thought the tight end looked really, really good. He looks like a really good ball player.
Yeah.
He was open quite a few times. Probably too, you know, a little too much if you're looking at it from a coach's viewpoint. But again, that's what they do.
Yeah.
You know, and it's going to take us time to, you know, get this defense. You know, it's a brand new defense, brand new, you know, defensive coordinator, and you know, we've already been talking and how we can practice better and make things better for the kids.
Yeah, and we were saying the same thing in the booth last night, Ed. That and that's the, you know, the bad part if you're playing a team like Northfield and they get their running game going, that all of a sudden, whoop, look out! There's a play action fake, and I tell you what, their quarterback, I think he's going to be a good one. This Camden Kaiser, 190-pound junior, and a big quarterback that runs well, but then, like you said, all of a sudden there's a play action fake, and he's very adept at either dropping straight back or rolling either way, and then of course trying to hit somebody with a pass, and then and like you were talking about the, you know, the new defense, and Packers going from a 4-3 to a 3-4, and you know, and like you said, it's maybe gonna kind of be a work, would you say, a work in progress here these first couple weeks, like you said, the team with a new defensive coordinator, new defense, learning all the nuances of what's going on.
Yep, absolutely. You know, it's going to take time, just like building the program. You know, like I told you before, we got some basketball players out now. That's something that we haven't had in the past. And the same thing with the defense. You got to work things out, solidify things. You know, it's going to take them time to trust what we're saying and believe it and believe that there's times that their eyes are going to be wrong, you know, just kind of fall back on what we've drilled in practices and what we've seen on film and you know, things will come along, you know. That's the thing. I mean, people can be down and you know, and I'm talking about the team and maybe even people in the community, but you know, the sun's going to rise tomorrow, you know, whether we're here or not, but it's going to come up. And how you got to look at it is that in the last 2-3 days here, every team in the state of Minnesota has played football, and half of the teams have the same record as us.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah,
you know, that's how you got to look at it. You can't just hang your head after 1 week and give up on things and say, oh, this is the same old offense.
No.
Because there are positives that came out of last night, even though the score was 35-7. But I did like the leadership. You know, when I got done talking last night to the team, a lot of the captains and then some of the younger guys that we view as leaders, you know, spoke up to the team and just talked about, you know, continue to work hard, practice hard. We need to get, you know, we need everybody to push each other in practice. And when you're running a route in practice, you got to run it hard. When you're blocking, you got to block hard and give us a good look. So, you know, didn't see any positive way. I didn't see any kids yelling at each other. You know, that's been a problem in the past with things going wrong and all of a sudden you turn on your teammates. That didn't happen. And, you know, my quarterback, Jack Lang, you know, he probably said it best. He said, I'm tired of Coach Schmidt. Same speech after the game. It's time to we start talking about winning.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
And you know, it's a great thing when you got kids that can kind of run the program, mm-hmm. if that makes sense to you.
Oh, yeah, very much so. And that's fantastic that, like you said, different players on your team stepping up and, you know, this is what we got to do. But staying positive, and that's the biggest thing. And we've been talking about some of the positives from the game last night, and one of them, and I guess I didn't realize this till I was watching your squad warm up last night. It was like special team wise, you know, but boy, where's Joe Ewing kicking? And that's right, he's back in Austin playing soccer tonight as the Packers were hosting Holy Angels Academy last night. But I thought Cale Tupi stepped in and did a very nice job kicking the ball for you last night.
Yeah, Cale, I mean, he took the job serious. You know, he stepped up and stepped in and did a really good job. I think the first kick that he tried to boom it. here's the great thing with, you know, we try to use the other sports that kids play, mm-hmm. and just to make things common, you know, for them. And Cale's a golfer, and he's a great golfer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he is very good, yes.
You know, we just talked about, you know, just like in golf, man, don't try to kill it, yeah. because 8 out of 10 times, it's not going to go well for you. And yeah. I think he tried to boom it a little bit, but settle in well. I mean, the extra point that he kicked was, I mean, that was a great kick.
It was fantastic, yeah.
The concession stands on the roof, and, you know, it couldn't be any better. So, yeah, I was very pleased. And it helps having another kid that you know in the back of your mind that if we don't have Joe for some reason, that there's someone that can step up and mm-hmm. do that job.
Yeah, very much so. And speaking as a former kicker that did what he did on the opening kickoff numerous times, that, yeah, it's it's like, oh, yeah, when you don't catch the ball square, but life goes on. But looking ahead here, Ed, to next week, of course, or next Friday night, home opener for the Packers. You take on the Rochester John Marshall Rockets, and a team that, boy, they couldn't have much of a tougher opener over in Rochester last night. Had to play the defending state Class 5A champion Mankato West Scarlets, and Mankato West winning 23-0 last night. But, you know, squad coming to Arnhass Stadium last week. They're obviously hungry for a win, just like you guys. And a new coach, looks like a new attitude for this Rockets team. And not only that, but from what I've read anyway, a lot of speed on this team. I guess, you know, I don't know how much you've had a chance to delve into their game film here so far or what they're all about, but what are some of your first impressions here heading into the game next week?
Well, I was already able to watch. They played one half last night against West because of lightning.
Oh, okay.
Both teams decided at the end of the half that...
That's it.
That was it.
Oh, okay.
All the lightning in the area. So,
I see. Okay.
You know, West makes it tough to watch your opposing team,
yeah.
because they're so good,
yeah.
So well coached, just so physical. But yeah, JM looks like they got quite a bit of speed. You know, their first play that they ran, they tried to throw a vert down the field, just a go route. West was able to knock it away, but you know, we're gonna have our challenges. You know, you talked about our secondary playing pretty well last night, so. Hopefully they're ready to go because, you know, like you said, JM's going to want to get a win also. And last year they, you know, our kids were pretty confident walking into the game. And, mm-hmm. You know, I think Mike Tyson said it best that everybody has a plan, but then once you get hit in the face, that plan goes out the window.
Yeah, so, exactly. Yeah.
You got to make some adjustments here and there. So, you know, our kids will be ready. It's a home game, and, you know, we're hoping to put on a good show for our home crowd.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun, Ed, and looking forward to that game here next Friday as we speak. And always a great to have you with us here on Austin Packers Football Rewind on myaustinminnesota.com as Ed Schmidt, the head coach of the Austin Packers football team, our special guest as always. And Ed, always a pleasure to talk to you on Saturday mornings about the previous night's game and your opponent coming up. Enjoy this Labor Day weekend, and again, thanks so much for being with us, and we'll speak again next Friday.
That sounds great. Always a pleasure to talk to you.